News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. Governor Stitt has set a budget summit for next week. Capitol correspondent Albert Castellanos has the story.
Both Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat and House Speaker Charles McCall have agreed to meet with the governor on Monday afternoon. Treat says he wants everything to be out in the open.
Look forward to having it in a very open and transparent manner like we've dedicated ourselves to. Both Republicans and Democrats, members across this chamber will be involved if I have anything to do with it.
There are just 30 days remaining before the session adjourns, with lawmakers still having to determine how to spend $13 billion for the state government.
As the state works to recover from the recent storm damage, Attorney General Gettner Drummond is encouraging Oklahomans to be careful. There's charity fraud out there. The weeks following a natural disaster are a common time for such fraud to occur. Drummond says it's important to do your research, make sure your donations are going to legitimate causes. It was Old Home Week at the state capitol for former Governor George Nye. He worked in that building for over 30 years and was back today to speak to the Senate on a resolution honoring Native American veterans and veterans at large.
Veterans, Native Americans, it's appropriate that you officially honor them. That we need to always remember that the word Oklahoma means land of the red man.
Nye also complimented the lawmakers on the renovations that have been made to the Capitol building. A plan by the Air Force to move some state-based National Guard units to the National Space Force is riling every governor, including Governor Stitt. He has signed a letter requesting that Legislative Proposal 480 be scrapped because it sidesteps the governor's control over the Guard. No Oklahoma Guardsmen are involved in the planned transfer. From the radio, Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website okcattlemen.org to learn more.
Legislators at the Oklahoma State Capitol pass laws that impact your life daily. The Radio Oklahoma News Network realizes this, and that's why we have a full-time Capitol correspondent walking those halls daily. Bills that impact what is taught in the classroom, changes in the Open Meetings Act, changes in the process of selecting Supreme Court justices, and even immigration are discussed. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans. I'm one of our great Radio Oklahoma news affiliates.